That were Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Good,
wasn't
it?
With Sweet Home Alabama. You're listening to the Tom and Jack podcast. The date is Friday, the 2nd of June, 2017. We will begin conversation now.
Hello.
Are you well?
How are you?
You're if I do say sumptuously tanned...
I haven't been on holiday.
Actually, no, you're not that tanned. When you moved then out of the light, you didn't look
half
as tanned.
It's because I'm sat in shadow, because I'm mysterious. Mm. You are slightly rouge.
Yeah, I know. I'm a bit disappointed, to be honest. I come back off my holidays, and I'm not...
You're getting that thing. Does your dad do this, where he just goes progressively deeper red? It'll never tan. That's what my dad does.
On his head, but that's because he started balding. So I do worry about that.
Well, you're catching him up, mate. Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, right.
Did you wear a cap on the beach?
I didn't go to the beach.
What?
Did wear a cap.
You didn't go to the beach?
No.
What, not once?
Boring, isn't it?
Not even to see it.
It's a black sand beach. I ain't sitting on that.
Well, that's good.
Disgusting volcanic ash under my feet.
Anything happen at all?
My paws. Yes, plenty of things happened.
Oh.
Would you like me to start with one?
Well, you can if you want. I'm out of stuff already.
I've got a few things, so I'll give you one of the things that I've got written down.
Give us a little taster, and then I'll say what's coming up.
Let's start with the start of the holiday. We go down to Gatwick to get on our flight. Uh-huh. It's about 3:30 a.m. Get all the bags checked in, go through security, blah, blah, blah. Get on the plane. It's about 6 o'clock, right? Flight's due to leave about 6:30, 6:45, something like that.
Right.
Message comes on from the... I was going to say captain, but I think I mean pilot.
Right. So you're on the plane at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
Everyone is, bar one person. Right. So the pilot... What was that message? Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your EasyJet flight 6167 to Santorini, Greece. Weather's looking good this morning. We've got a clear view,
I don't know why they ever tell you that.
Should be a clear flight right the way through to Greece. Should take about 3.5 hours. We're just waiting for one of our passengers today. He is on his way to the plane. Usually we'd go without him, but he is getting married in Santorini this week, so if it's all right with everyone on the plane, we'll just wait for him for a few moments. If everyone could give him a big round of applause when he gets on the plane. I thought fair enough. Like, do you know what?
No,
go on with the gap.
No.
Right in my head. No. Right, the shuttle from the gate to the plane took about 10 minutes. It was quite a long one, so I thought maybe they've got another shuttle for him going to the gate. He'll come back. At max, it'll be 20 minutes.
Mm.
2 hours went by.
Shut up.
And I was absolutely fuming.
Where was he, this bloke? Was he not? He can't have even been at the airport.
So, a couple of messages kept coming on from the pilot.
Yeah, any minute
So, the trouble we're having, ladies and gentlemen, is that we can't seem to find the passenger.
I forget it. Go without him.
He's somewhere in the terminal, but the problem is that his bags are already in the hold. So we either wait for the passenger to show up, or we open the hold to get his bags out, but at which point he may have shown up, and then his bags won't be on the flight.
Chuck the bags out. How long would that take?
Right.
If you get a bus, I've had buses where I've been a foot away from the sign, running towards it, and it just pulls off, and the bloke looks at you and just carries on. Why is this bloke getting a guard of honour to wait?
Buses are a little more frequent, but I do get your point.
But
I'm not disagreeing with you,
mate. I'm so annoyed on your behalf.
I completely agree. I was absolutely furious. Like, okay, I was only going on a holiday, right? I wasn't going to a business meeting or anything like that.
You're wasting my time.
It's my time, exactly.
I could be a brain doctor for all you know, and you're wasting my precious time.
Maybe I should have done that. Excuse me, could you tell the pilot I'm a brain doctor? And we really need to be getting on.
I don't
even think there's a hospital in Santorini.
That bloke would have gone, right, give us all a fiver for wasting our time.
I said that to Hannah, my girlfriend, I said he should at least come on this flight, if he does, and offer to get everyone a drink from the little cart thing.
Yeah.
To say sorry.
Have you seen those prices though?
I don't care. He can afford a wedding in Santorini. Right. He can afford to get a few people a drink. So 2 hours go by.
2 hours.
Oni pops. Did you
clap?
I booed.
Did you?
Along with a few other people.
Fantastic. That's really warmed my heart. I'm so proud of you.
I would. My girlfriend keeps sensationalizing the story by saying, oh, he came on and everyone booed him. Some people, there were still some people that clapped and a small crowd of people that booed.
That's fantastic. Did he look sheepish?
He was a bit of a lad. He looked a bit... He had that kind of smuggish, kind of embarrassed smile on his face and he was walking down the aisle.
I'd say, don't smirk, mate. He was going, sorry.
Now, here's my favourite bit. The real final nail in the coffin was when he walked past my aisle and I looked down at his hands and there, behold, were several bags of duty free.
Oh.
So he'd spent that time of my precious holiday time shopping... shopping for... To be fair, I'm getting irate just thinking about it.
Yeah. That... I would have gone... Give me 200 B&H then.
Yeah.
What an absolute...
That should have been like a free-for-all in those bags for the passengers on that flight. Like, pass the bags round and take what you want.
It should go, I'm so sorry, I found out about the delay and I got you all some sweets and that's what they were. But no.
It was all for him.
What's he doing going to his wedding, stocking up on duty free?
I don't know. There was a woman that got on the flight with him, and I think it was his mum, because she looked relatively young, but a bit older, too old to be his. So this bloke was about our age.
But you were only waiting for one passenger.
But then she rocked up as well.
So she just came to sit him on, tuck him in. Do your belt up, mate.
I think the pilot might have lied to us, which I'm not happy about. Or either that, or what he meant was, like, they were waiting for both of them. The mum might have already been at the gate didn't know where he was either. She didn't seem to... She seemed absolutely beside herself.
I am genuinely livid about this and I wasn't even there. This would have tainted my entire holiday.
But I flew EasyJet though. What can I do?
No, that's...
There's no way they're going to compensate me for that.
No, I know, but I thought the EasyJet thing would have been, oh, you're 30 seconds late.
I know.
Lock the doors and go.
I know. I was
getting married.
Too.
Well, turn it. I'd make sure I was there on time if I was getting married.
That's exactly what I said. I said there's about, I don't know, how many seats are on a standard jet plane? 300 to 500.
That's the sort of thing I wish on you.
300 to 500. Let's say 300 to 500 for the sake of
Why not?
Every single other passenger that was going on that flight was likely either going to another wedding because it's a popular island for weddings, or they were going on holiday, just a casual week off work.
But equally,
they all managed to make it to a less important event.
yeah, that's true. I'm sure some of them had children and stuff as well, and it was harder to get across. I hope the woman didn't turn up.
I'd said that.
I bet he was 2 hours late.
It got to about an hour and a half in, and I turned to my girlfriend and said, "I honestly hope his marriage fails. I do. I don't want it to work for him. I want it to crash and burn, or him to realise that she's not the one for him, but he'll be too afraid to divorce her and just live unhappily for the rest of his life." he deserves it for wasting my holiday time.
Imagine if he turned up 2 hours late to the wedding and they go, "Oh yeah, the Ricky's going, oh well, it'll only be 2 hours.
I still give him a round of applause."
Yeah, it's only because he's getting married that we're waiting.
Fuming.
That's
fuming.
Fantastic. Oh.
So that was the start to my holiday.
Did it get better?
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, that was... My week's not been quite as exciting.
No, what have you been up to?
Nothing. what happened to me? I saw a child in the park pick up a laughing gas canister and take it to its dad, which I thought was quite nice.
Its dad? Oh, you mean the child?
The child's dad, yeah. Not a bigger laughing canister. Laughing gas...
Yeah.
I think that is probably about... Oh, get this right. So my girlfriend works at a school, and they had some sort of music performance thing with the students. Maybe you won't find this weird. I find this
Why
really
were you
weird.
There?
No, I wasn't there.
Okay.
But, like, four or five different teachers and members of staff got up and, like, sincerely performed just pieces of music.
Oh, God.
Like a bloke just sat at a piano and just played for, say, 4 or 5 minutes and just everyone's got a... That's like the most Mr. G.
From, yeah, really.
If anyone's seen Summer Heights High, if you haven't, go and watch it.
You really should.
But just failed musician actor who...
My time to shine.
Well, you're not allowed to leave because you have to go to school.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, you might have thought the kids were pretty good, but I'm about to blow your minds.
We had a drama teacher once. We had a double period of drama. I can't remember how long that was. I think it was an hour and a half. We walked in and he was in character and didn't break character for the entire time. And he abducted us to like a child labour camp. That was the sort of his little improv situation.
Oh, right. Good Lord.
Man.
Well, for what purpose?
I don't know. I guess he was bored.
This is what it could be like for you kids, yeah?
Yeah.
Be lucky you're in drama.
But no, he didn't break it at all. Did it, came back next week, never mention it again. I don't think we're allowed to tell anyone either. So strange.
Drama teachers are a real special kettle of fish.
But I just think...
Our drama teacher used to cry every single lesson. Mm-hmm. She'd just be talking about
just
something normal.
Just say the lines, Jack.
She'd just be doing something normal, talking to us about something, and she'd just start crying. I'm just sorry.
I don't think...
It's just such a pleasure to teach you all.
Oh, shut
and
up.
It'd be like,
that wasn't the reason.
Do you really want to get a grip of your life?
Well, she was crying through the joy of teaching.
I mean multiple reasons.
See, like those teachers before me, me and my mates would have ripped the piss out of them for the rest of our, like, it wouldn't have even been worth their moment in the spotlight. So I don't know what sort of soft touch school it is. Because especially now, surely someone filmed it.
Yeah, I know.
And then that would have gone around, they'd all be laughing at them.
Yeah, that would have gone around the whole of my school.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, so that didn't happen to me, technically. But I just thought you'd find
as
I would.
I did. Yes. I'd have liked to have been there in a way. Not for that, I'm not too interested in watching kids perform, but the adults thinking that that's an appropriate thing to do.
Yeah.
I'd have liked to have seen that.
Our music teacher used to do that in lessons sometimes. Like, he would just sit there and just, like, he played Yellow by Coldplay once, just the entire thing. And did that sort of, you know, that COD sort of thing, like you see it a lot on X Factor, they sort of like the sort of Mariah Carey thing at the end, but they can't really do it.
Yeah.
It's like good singing for idiots. Yeah.
Yeah, I do know exactly what you mean. How as a kid are you meant to not laugh at that?
I don't have fear.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think I was quite scared.
Do you know,
I think
I thought about this earlier and I don't remember why. I can't remember why it popped into my head. I think someone was getting angry at work. It was like, I find it weird adults getting angry with other adults.
Oh yeah.
And it made me think of a lecturer I had at uni who we hadn't done, no one in the room had done a piece of work we were meant to do out of hours relating to that lecture. And the lecturer got so angry about it, he started shouting at us like we were proper, like, 12-year-olds. Like, if you can't be bothered to do the work, then is there any point in me even teaching you, sort of thing? But, like, not rhetorical. Like, he'd look at you and go, well, is there? Is there any point? I remember sitting there, and I was about 21, I was thinking, can I just walk out?
Yeah, well,
like,
you
what
can.
Is the protocol now?
Well,
because
also,
I shouldn't just be able to accept being shouted at.
And
like
also,
this.
You're literally... quite literally paying his wages by going to that university.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. Well, I couldn't deal with the fact that we didn't get told off and stuff at uni. When, like, you didn't do the work and they go, oh, well, okay, you're not going to get a good degree then. And it's sort of like, I want more of a stick approach to education. Yeah, that is, we never had any of them shout at us, though, I don't think. I would have loved that.
He was a weird guy.
Anyway, right, what is coming up? I assume you've got more holiday stories.
Couple more stories from the holidays.
We've got another You Must Be Drunk, featuring an advert from Special K. Don't know if you've seen the new Special K advert.
I haven't.
Oh, it's quite interesting. There's also a song from a TV show, a theme tune, TV theme tune, rather. You're going to hate this one, I think, worse than any of them.
Great. I don't know that I hate any TV theme tune more than Mesh.
Okay.
But let's find out.
Well, maybe...
At the end of the show.
Yeah. Good point.
Song.
Yes, so I was going to play the new Liam Gallagher song. I don't know if you've
heard it. Oh, I haven't heard it, actually. I'd like to.
I think it's a belter.
Here we go.
So, here it is. This is Liam Gallagher with Wall of Glass.
From
Tom
the Oasis Jack. Brothers. That were our kid. That's what Liam calls Noel, isn't it?
They both say that.
No, oh, do they? Yeah. Well, regardless, that was Liam Gallagher yeah. with Wall of Glass on the Tom and Jack podcast. Did I quite like that. It's yeah, good. It's all right. I don't like the glass.
I don't like where he goes, but, you were sold the One Direction. And I think, is that like a little...
Yeah,
not
that
rapper,
is.
Not mate.
No, I don't. Don't like those little... Yeah. Those digs that are meant to be sort of...
I know. I feel like he gets a bit of a bad rap, though, Liam. He's turned into a bit of a joke figure. Just because BDI weren't very good. But you forget he was, like, the biggest rock star in the world.
The rock star in the world.
Just while I remember...
Here we go.
My mum was in London this week, and she sent me a picture going, oh, look, I've seen Rolf Harris. And it was him coming out of his trial. Or his parole meeting or whatever.
I tried to get a picture
with
him.
I was like, yeah, I didn't have the heart to tell her.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, bless her. That's so sweet. Sort of.
He didn't look well, mate.
Oh, Tom, you never guess who I saw in London. Peter Sutcliffe was walking down the road. Not that your mum's northern.
Oh, no.
Nice. That's good, isn't it? So what else have we got coming up on the show?
I've already said that, mate. You must be drunk.
Yep.
TV theme tune and that. More music, potentially. The beginning and the end of some songs, which is always a treat. You've promised me some blinding anecdotes.
I don't know that I said blinding, but we'll give them a go.
Go on.
Certainly. That's the beauty of a podcast, the crap. Snip them on out.
Or just leave it in because you simply can't be bothered. That's and you want to go to bed because you're blind drunk.
Holidays. So we got there. Nice little place, actually. The one thing that I didn't like about it was Hannah and I went majoritively for a sort of chill by the pool, go and wander around and explore later in the day kind of holiday, right?
Yeah.
So we were about 15-20 minutes walk from the main sort of village. You know, like the picturesque ones you see on all those Instagram accounts.
It's all the same Greece, isn't it? Really?
It really is.
I mean, with the greatest respect, it's all nice, but I mean, you could just... Like, I've been to about 3 or 4 different places in Greece. It's exactly the same. Mm.
So we wanted to spend most of the day just sat by the pool, which was disrupted every day at around 1 p.m. by the, I'll say concierge because I can't think of another word for her.
Right.
Receptionist at the hotel.
Okay.
Her son, who was about 4 or 5 years old, would come back from preschool or whatever every day around 1 o'clock to a predominantly adult-filled villa and just run around the pool screaming, shouting, singing in Greek.
Oh, no, I've had that before.
Jumping in the pool.
When the kids think they own the... Yeah. Well, I mean, they do, but they forget that you're paying... When I went on that nightmare holiday, there was just a fat German child kicking a football against a wall like 10 metres in front of me for like 3 or 4 hours. I'm just trying to read my book. It's the worst, isn't it?
I don't know what. It was just, it was made that extra bit annoying by the fact that the mother was sat there in the reception, which was near the pool.
Smoking a fag, looking at her phone.
Just doing her work, just getting on with things, looking at the computer and stuff. I thought, do you honestly think that your guests want to hear your son running around screaming?
Like, you know, this is a business.
I know that it's probably my British conservatism that's held me back from saying anything. But equally, I'm the guest. Why should I have to go up and say, can you stop the child screaming, please?
Yeah. Will you come back next year? No. Why not? Well, you know that bit where your son screamed for 5 hours every day? Yeah. I didn't actually like that. Oh, really? Oh, okay, well, we'll take your feedback on board. Yeah.
Why don't you say anything? Because I shouldn't have to, really. It should be implied by the fact that I don't like children singing in Greek.
Did the pool just evaporate? Did just everyone leave at that point?
There wasn't. That was another one of my problems. There wasn't that many people, and they were all adults.
Oh, really?
There was only ever 5, maybe 6 adults around that pool at one time. And never children. So why would anyone want that?
Yeah, I know. I assume it wasn't advertised as like a family
I felt
place.
Sorry for like, they were international, so I don't know what language they were speaking, but there was older adults, more sort of 50, 60, sitting by that pool as well. I thought, I bet they're at a stage in their life where they've gone, finally, we don't have to do kids' holidays anymore. Mm. We can go somewhere that's an adult place, a romantic place, and just relax, just the two of us. And they get there, and there's a child screaming. I'd have gone home.
That's what I was going to say. So I'm assuming it wasn't like advertised as a family thing. Right, bring your kids.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't advertised as an adult thing either, but it was never explicitly or implicitly advertised as either.
Were there loads of yobbos in football shirts?
No.
In the village?
No.
Oh, that's just what it's all about for me.
I think you'd like Santorini. The one thing I'd say is that it's very, very similar to Venice, in as much as when you get into the main village bit, you can't get any cars in there, so it's just small alleys.
Right.
Littered with tourists to the point where you have to stand and wait just to start walking again.
No, I can't.
Because people stop to look at gift shops.
Venice, honestly, I couldn't even tell you what Venice looks like, because all I can remember
is rage. A red veil of rage.
Pure rage at all this. It was like being in an ant farm. It's crumbling into the dirt, Venice, and I hope you're happy, because you did that if you've been. It's just. Like, there's scaffolding holding stuff up. Everything's got welts in it from people walking on it.
No.
I hope your top was in the sea when everyone's there.
But what can you do? You can't stop people going.
I want to go. I'm going to go to Syria or somewhere on holiday.
Places where no one goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, so it is beautiful, but art, good Lord. So, for... I'm not really sure why, but the sort of top build thing to do in Santorini, on the TripAdvisor list of things to do, is watch the sunset in Ia being the main sort of village bit, right?
Right. If you can get...
Now, it's nice, okay, but the sun, and I'm sure you probably know this, everyone, if you don't know this, listening at home, this will be interesting for you. The sun, when it sets, and you look at it, right, that is the same sun that you'd see anywhere in the world.
Oh, what an old cynic.
When you go to a different... Right?
They charge you 50 cent or something to go into the best bit.
But I think you see some people post online now photos from, like, Thailand on a beach, and the sun is this massive, beautiful, vast sun descending over the sea close to you, right? In Santorini... it is far, far, far away to the horizon, and it don't look any different to the sunset in England.
I know that I sound cynical, but I promise you, like some 1970s northern dad.
We can post this on our
social media.
Looks nicer. The sun looks nicer setting over the sea anywhere, but I've seen the sun set in, like, Devon and Cornwall, and it does look like this looks, right? I'm not saying it's not nice. I'm just saying it's no different, right? This is the epitomising photo that I took on this holiday, right?
We don't know this cloudy.
Right, because the photo is of a man holding his arm up very high to the point with his camera in hand, and he is blocking the sunset directly with his camera. Hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of people crammed into tiny little spaces on the coast to try and get a photo of a sunset that looks like any other sunset.
But just Google it. I always find that, like, people taking pictures of the Trevi Fountain and stuff in Rome. I was like, just why are you fighting so hard? I understand if there's a photo of you in front of it, almost, but I don't understand people just walk around, just snap.
I know.
It's never going to be as good as someone who's professionally taking photos.
I literally saw a bloke running around with, like, the speed shutter clipped onto his lens, and he would press it and it would click 20 to 30 times, and he'd run while it was doing it. So it'd be going like he was carrying a machine gun. One thing that actually happened while a young Asian man was taking a photo, and you'll like this because it involves me getting angry.
Right.
Hannah and I were sat on a wall looking out over the sea, and a bloke came and stood next to me to try and take a photo, and he had his camera, and then he had a bottle of one of the larger bottles of Evian, not like a big litre one,
yeah.
but you know the chunkier
like
ones,
like 1.5,
yeah, like yeah, a, you, yeah. you pay about 175 for yeah, it, of course, that kind yeah. of bottle, yeah. he to take the photo with his camera, to get his camera out properly, he put the bottle under his armpit with the nozzle facing me. Now, when he went to take the shutter photo, he squeezed, the cap opened, and I was being, forgive my French, pissed on with water. And he just stood there, being like, huh? What? Dad, doing that, like twisting. So it was spraying all over me. And I was like, you're getting me wet, man. And he was like, oh, sorry. I'd managed to move out of the way at this point, so I didn't get that wet.
He turns around and apologises. But he was...
genuinely. He
really?
Was there, yeah. He was trying to get the cap closed, but he didn't put his camera down, and he didn't pick the bottle up. I was like, you need to stop squeezing with your arm.
That's like something from Laurel and Hardy.
It was, yeah. It was really slapstick. Oh. It was funny, but at the time, I was like... it was on the last day... And we were just killing time until we went to go to the airport. Right. So I was at my wit's end as it was. Oh, I'm so annoyed.
There's a bit... If someone says the best thing to do in this place is look at the sunset, which happens everywhere else on this planet, I do kind of get what you mean. It's like saying, come and try the oxygen. Yeah.
Lovely. Beautiful sunset. Beautiful place. But...
Same thing. Same sunset in England. Go back England, we'll have a photo of it.
Not anywhere in England. You wouldn't necessarily get a beautiful sunset if you were somewhere flat in either city or suburban.
But brother, right? It's the same sun.
It is the same sun, yes. you might not live in the local area if you're listening to this podcast, but if you do, you might know a little village called Ivanhoe. Now, if you go to Ivanhoe, there's a beacon there. If you go up that beacon, you will see the sunset over the landscape, over hundreds of fields, and it is just as nice. I'm not trying to promote tourism in Ivanhoe Beacon for love nor money, but...
And you won't get wet.
Ideally. What you won't get is 400 other people and the sound of constant shutters. That's what you won't get.
Mm. Well, I think...
So a beautiful sunset comes at a cost, and that cost is, like... being in a cattle shed.
Yeah. See, I'd rather just look at a brick wall.
And I know what you're thinking. Are you saying, Jack, are you saying that you're comparing tourists to cattle? Yes.
Good.
Yes, I am.
Right. Well, that was fantastic. I think we should play some music.
Please.
So that's a sideways look at the sun. This is Aneurysm by Nirvana.
Coming up next, a sideways look at the sun. No, we don't do satire, do we? That was Nirvana, and that song was Aneurysm. Aneurysms aren't really a nice thing to sing about, Kurt. So maybe he should have thought about that.
Oh, you're on one today, aren't you?
Yeah.
The sun, Kurt, everyone.
Kurt,
get taken
cheer
down.
Up, mate. God.
I'm not sure he wanted it to come across as nice.
He should have done that, a cover of that, Sunshine, Lollipops and Rainbow.
That
would
maybe
have felt a bit better.
Yeah.
Tom?
Yes?
Do you want to do an item?
Yeah, go on then. Right, shall I play the jingle?
The jingle. You. Drunk. You. Drunk. Nothing
less. Discussing ad campaigns.
Lovely.
In this item, we take a look at the advertising agencies that must have been drunk when they greenlit certain ad campaigns.
Hence the name.
So last time out, we did the infamous McDonald's Dead Dad advert. this week's one is slightly shorter. Comes from our friends at Special K from a campaign called Own It.
I don't think I've ever eaten Special K.
Really?
No.
Well, you might find out why after this advert. Okay. So, I'm just going to play it, and then we'll talk about it.
Lovely.
And it's as easy as that. I almost didn't have to say that. Here it is.
Women are amazing. Our bodies grow babies. We run marathons, companies, solve problems. How? We eat almonds, strawberries, quinoa,
and yeah, we eat chocolate.
We eat in sweatpants, in skirts. We eat alone and together.
Women eat. We don't doubt it. We own it.
Special K.
Okay.
So where
to start?
So that's why you never eat in Special K, because it's...
Okay.
Women eat.
Because I don't have a vagina.
So, just to sum that up briefly, if the advert shows women doing various things.
If there's one thing I know about women, they do various things.
So they do these various things. They do these various things by eating. So they eat food, which gives them the energy to do these things.
Okay. And then, I always wondered.
And then also, just for more clarity, there's then a list of many of the varieties of things that women choose to eat, and then that's the end of it, and then own it at the end. So, but
all of those things, like, assuming that you could find in a bowl of one of the brands of Special K,
I didn't really look into that, right. Really, but yeah, I would have thought there's some sort of tacit
almonds, strawberries, chocolate. I think you can get all of those.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, to probably have sweatpants as well, babies,
win a pair of sweatpants inside.
Yeah, stuff like that.
For a toy.
I mean, so just the broader point about this is that you shouldn't really use feminism to try and sell your disgusting product, especially not such a weak link as saying women eat. I think that's weird. Because also that's advertising all sorts of foods that aren't yours. I understand your point that there's very simple, but so I'd also like to point out that many people who attack women also eat.
There's so many people that eat that I hadn't even thought about.
Also, Special K had an advert in 2006. I don't know if you remember this. It was called like the 2 week jeans challenge or something.
Oh yeah.
Where the challenge was, no, it wasn't. I can't remember how long. It was like 6 weeks or something. So for 6 weeks, so for your three meals a day, two of them would be a bowl of Special K. And then miraculously, almost, you would drop a jean size in that time.
It's like a miracle, yeah.
So that's the history.
It's like a gift from God.
That's the history of Special K adverts. I mean, thoughts with that? What do you think about
that? That really opened my mind.
That women eat.
Because you look at, there's some very powerful women in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think the CEO of like Yahoo, she's a very powerful woman. And I always wondered how she got there. But now that I know she probably eats Special K.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, what are they thinking with that? It reminded me of that Kendall Jenner advert with the Pepsi, where it's like, oh, Black Lives Matter, that's trending. So we'll just use that
Pepsi,
for our
ad
campaign. Yeah.
Guys, relax. Have some Pepsi, yeah?
Kendall Jenner's also now the new face of Adidas.
Yeah, good, isn't it?
So maybe we'll see an advert of her giving some tracksuit bottoms to a terrorist or something, which would be nice.
I'd like to see her...
Careful.
...in a Chinese sweatshop
where
the trainers are made. But, like, so it'd be the line that the trainers go through, through that factory from start to finish, and then at the end... She puts on the trainers and she's like, man, there are some comfy trainers. And then maybe you see like a worker fall from the roof of the building.
Jumps in one of those suicide nets.
Yeah.
And then maybe she kind of does a hashtag with her fingers.
Yeah.
That, I honestly, I know why you're in marketing.
You can see it, can't you? I'm coming up with ideas like that.
Really? I mean, if you want offensive adverts, you're the man to go to.
I am your man.
I mean, I don't
like that thing. That I don't even know what that was. That thing about that some woman. Maybe she was a news reporter in the States. She did that image with her holding a fake bloody severed head
Kathy
that looked like
Griffin
Donald Trump
or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I could do adverts like that.
Yeah.
Although apparently his son thought that it was actually him and his dad had actually been decapitated.
Well, I'm sorry that your son's an idiot.
Yeah,
Trump. I'm not
Mummy, what's happened to
beholden
Daddy?
To idiot children. An idiot child could interpret anything as anything.
I just saw Daddy 5 minutes ago and now he's dead.
Why don't you go and count your inheritance, you turd?
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, that was a weird thing to do from a
we got
off. Well, there you go. I mean, that was the second instalment of...
You. Drunk. You. Drunk. Nothing more, nothing less. Discussing ad campaigns. It's the best.
Oh, there you have it.
There we go.
Any other business?
I've got another anecdote. Should I save it for another time?
Is it a holiday one?
I remember it in my brain.
Is it a holiday one?
It's not actually. Actually, no, I do. I have got one not holiday one and one holiday one. Shall I do the holiday one?
Do the holiday one, because it can be like a holiday spectacular.
Holiday. And you know what? It's about the flight home, so...
Oh, full circle.
Full circle.
I'll tell you what, if you don't mind, we will do... this is the TV theme from a theme tune.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll close out with the anecdote. God. Look at that. If we just did this beforehand and didn't talk about it... Oh.
Yeah, but it's postmodern, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what people call crap like this.
I know.
Right.
It's a lovely scapegoat.
True. So it's time for... This is the theme tune of a TV show. I like both the TV show and the theme tune separately and when used in conjunction. No further information required.
Oh.
It's still making you laugh after all this time.
Yeah.
So, this is the part of the show where I'm like, I can't even be bothered with it anymore.
Oh, there's been over a year now, probably, of variations of this item. And it has worn on me like a cancer.
I think you're under the impression that I enjoy it. I only enjoy it because you hate it. I don't enjoy it in and of itself.
Come on, then.
I'll tell you what I do enjoy, though. I enjoy TV things.
And I enjoy
TV shows.
Okay.
So, sometimes I'll like a show, but I won't like the theme tune. And sometimes
what happens when you like...
I'm getting to that.
Oh, sorry.
So... But in this feature, I play, maybe not so much this week, a theme tune that I like that's on a TV show that I like.
Right.
So that really is the apex of what we're after here.
What happened with the MASH week? Because you like that theme tune, but you cannot sit there and tell me that you like that show.
I do like MASH.
Oh, God. MASH is awful.
No.
Would you ever play a TV theme that you like, but you don't like the show?
I was thinking about that. I was thinking about this last night when I was falling asleep.
You probably wouldn't necessarily know the theme, though.
Well, because I was going to play... I was thinking about playing the Jeffersons. I've never really watched the Jeffersons, but that is a belting theme tune.
So born in what, 93?
92.
92, and growing up in England. And you haven't watched the Jeffersons.
Yeah, I know, but I have watched some mad stuff that I shouldn't have.
What is this week's theme tune?
This week's theme tune is the theme tune... From Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, I don't mind this. This is all right. Which I like Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah, it's 4 minutes long though, and you're only.
I'm not listening to all of it.
Well, we are, brother.
No, come on.
We are twice over.
A waste of time.
Till you realise that you are not the boss of me now. Malcolm in the Middle. I know you had a go at me about Friends, but no one seems to give Malcolm in the Middle any credit, and I challenge anyone to go back and watch it and tell me it's not hilarious. And Walter White's
in
it.
What a challenge!
There you go. And, Frankie Muniz, the main guy, interesting fact, had two heart attacks by the age of 27.
Wow.
There you go.
Good luck to him.
So, this is Boss of Me.
Why do you know that?
I'm unemployed.
let's get this over with. I bet you used to quote this to your mum. Yes, life is unfair.
This week's this is the theme tune of a TV show. I like both the TV show and the theme tune separately and when used in conjunction. No further information required. Discussing it's weird with theme tunes because you have the first verse you know and then normally a chorus, and like that one the titles end when he goes life is unfair,
but that's a fade out.
I know, but that's the start of a verse.
No,
a haunting verse.
You should never fade out at the start of a verse. Always fade out at the end of a song.
I know. Well,
always. Without fail.
That was
goodness. That was strange.
That was weird.
Thank you for that.
It says the pleasure was all mine.
Yeah, and it always is.
You do an item.
Brother, I learned something new.
You do an item. Right, we need to wrap this up now. Tell your anecdote.
Okay. So, flight home. Come, get to the airport that's like a refugee camp. It's this airport is two floors of two vast rooms with one male toilet and one female toilet on either side that don't get cleaned, and just swarms of people sitting and lying on the floor, as I say, like a refugee camp.
Yeah, foreign airports. Say are what you want. Weird.
Say what you want about London Luton, yeah, right? I know, yeah. But at least there's seats.
Yeah, yeah.
So, get on the flight back. Managed to leave on time. Hallelujah.
That bloke's obviously out celebrating on his honeymoon.
This, it's probably horrible for me to be laughing, but.
We'll
I think it's an insular enough thing to laugh about these days because you don't hear that much about it that I think it's alright to talk about it. The guy who was doing the announcement, who was a flight attendant, had a lisp.
Oh, that's fine. I thought you were going to say something awful.
Now, I don't know what the... Like, I don't know if there's a written message that they all have to memorise, or if it's written down and they read it somewhere. Whoever wrote that one, I think, wrote it specifically for him, so you'd have to say as many S's as possible, because he... It, the thing was literally like...
It
was
literally
like, genuinely, it was like... Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the flight. This is EasyJet. I'd like to make sure that all your seats are fastened.
Oh, I like that one that's like in the cheeks rather than the tongue.
Yeah, that kind of list.
I find that quite endearing.
It was quite nice, actually.
Yeah, it was quite nice, yes.
We've got lots of sizzling sausages on sale and sumptuous snacks.
We had a teacher.
There'll be Pringles, coffees, teas.
We had a teacher.
And it was like, this must be written for you.
We had a teacher who talked like that, and he was called Mr. Stacey. So he came in, hello class, I'm Mr. Stacey. And he was a substitute teacher as well, so he never had a chance.
Mr. Stacey, the substitute teacher?
Yeah, he was like, hello class, my name's Mr. Stacey. And he was about 5'2" as well. Not a happy home life.
Can I get you guys any snacks while you relax?
Yeah, give me a tissue.
Yeah.
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 I mean, that is... one of the less ailing things, I think, probably, in terms of stuff you're born with. I used to have a speech impediment when I was a kid.
Did you?
Yeah.
What kind?
I don't know, it's a lost knowledge. My mum won't speak of it. I don't know what happened. I had to go to speech therapist. Oh.
I can't talk too good out of my mouth.
If you've
probably
got...
because you were a nervous wreck.
If you've got lisp, sorry.
Let's end on that. Boom.
Wonderful.
Lovely pod.
Any other business? Like us on Facebook. Do the tweet thing. Follow the tweets.
You wonder why we don't get followers? It's because you take the piss.
The piss.
Yes, you're taking the piss out of me now.
What else is there? Oh, we put a thing on YouTube which has been entered in a competition, which hopefully the link is live by the time this goes up. If so, vote for us. I mean, the 8 or 9 listeners could make all the difference.
Please. Your vote counts.
Yeah, your vote counts. And it's for charity. Yeah, watch the other YouTube stuff. Keep your noses clean.
Send love to your family.
We're going to end on a bit of a tribute, aren't we?
Are we?
Aren't we?
Aren't we?
Okay,
because so, I said we should, and you said we.
Well, no, I'm just saying. Who cares what we think about the attack in Manchester? Why do we have to condemn it for people to?
I don't think anyone cares about what we think about the attack in Manchester.
I've seen the stats, mate. I can tell you.
But I tell you what I do think is that young boy made a video clip that has made me laugh.
I completely agree with that. Sorry, I hold my hands up. I'm wrong. Take a photo. First time in 4 years. Okay. So enjoy it. One of the people who died in that horrific attack, Yeah, I don't need to say that.
You don't, no, but go on.
Made a video which was like a supercut of every time Deirdre Barlow?
Can't remember what the character was.
No, we don't watch soaps anyway. On Coronation Street, there's a woman, I think it's Deirdre Barlow, and she's got this character, the actors just assume this thing where at the end of every question, she has to go, So she goes, don't you love me?
Do you think that's a wise thing to be doing?
But yeah, so she does it in every sort of pitch and tone, mm-hmm. And even in the most serious scenarios.
I think this boy, he was a huge Corey fan, and that's how he managed to pick this thing up. But fair play to him, because he made a supercut.
Oh yeah, that was a lot of work as well.
And each time it goes by, you think it's like 4 or 5 minutes long, and you think, I'm not going to want to watch 5 minutes of this. But you get 3 minutes in, and you're laughing more than you were at the start.
It's not long enough.
It's hilarious. It's really clever.
I wanted to make a supercut of every time Russell Howard says yogurt, but I didn't have
time. It's not enough time in the world.
Well, yeah, it just takes too long.
Yeah.
So there's also a great... What's the one where she goes... Oh, I don't know. Anyway, she does it in every different variety. You got it all figured out, haven't you? Huh?
This is not strictly a tribute to the victims of the Manchester bombing, right? It's just, I didn't realise it was him until after I'd found out the news, and it's just, it's a nice message that sometimes you forget that there are just ordinary people behind these things that really, really make you laugh.
Oh yeah, totally.
And it's wonderful. So please, we'll put it at the end of the
podcast. I'll put a link to it as well.
We'll put a link to it. Watch it, enjoy it, laugh. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So think of all the joy in the world rather than the horrible stuff. Even if
you are listening to this podcast, you're probably not thinking too much about the joy in the world.
No, you probably live in this building.
Sat in a basement like we are.
Yeah. Goodbye.
God bless.
Oh.
A joke. Audrey. How many more times?
Getting him out so you could go in? What?
Well, how can you be sure of that, huh?
It's a bit late worrying about that, huh?
Oh, it's any time. I love you, huh?
You love it, don't you, huh?
I mean, that's when she really got her feet under the table, wasn't it? Huh?
So what are you going to do,
It's what you've done fair, eh?
But where to,
Does that ring any bells,
That was very convenient for getting rescued,
But it was essentially a compromise, wasn't it, Alf, eh?
A wake-up call for what precisely?
What things? What you got to think about,
What about my heart, Gail?
We're making a new start.
When you think of all the nice places we could be living in,
I really don't think there's anything else to say, do you?
What would happen if you did have a say, eh?
And you know what the worst thing is?
How can you make a joke about it,
And that does it,
What is the point of being the richest man in the cemetery,
Why can't you be like this all the time?
I mean, he's got himself a nice little Christmas laid on, hasn't he,
So what do you suggest,
What's little Nicky going to feel when you and Martin break up,
What does that make me,
It's a good job I saw this, isn't it,
What do you see when you look at me, Silly, stupid old woman,